Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tika Cay, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you are with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, if you haven't caught on to this yet, the biggest Christmas gift York County ever gave to all of its citizens was a great big chunk of land that they have purchased that is going to change the face of York County for quite a number of years to come. And we have assembled around the table here today a group of personalities that all had a hand in this. Lindsay Walker, who, of course, heads up York County forever. Kevin Madden, who is the assistant county manager and the finance director, amongst other titles that he may have. And then a guy who I got reacquainted with here just a week or so ago at the council meeting. I looked over there and I said, is that David Hudspeth? And they said, yes, he is. And he is York County's planning director who is here with us today. All right, 1,900 acres that is going to be basically preserved for future recreational quality of life, da-da-da-da-da-da. Where is this thing? How do I get to it from here? Lindsay Walker, that's a great question to start with you. How do I get there?
Well, you proceed out Dave Lyle Boulevard, I mean, to Reservation Road.
Right.
And then from Reservation Road, you go on to Neely Road. And from Neely Road, you proceed on out to the property. It's the former Newland property. It's the 1,800 acres they had, plus another 100 acres that was added on to that. You know, and at this point, you know, we're still in the process of, you know, working on the property, and it's not open to the public at this time.
I know. Are you going to put a great big sign out there? This is where it is. Bingo. So if I drive down the road, I know I've hit it.
You'll have to ask our
Whoa. Don't move that like that.
Okay. You'll have to ask our county manager, David Hudspeth. He's in charge of all the details regarding
He just elevated him to county manager. we'll get to him in a second. All right, background on this thing. How did this come about?
Approximately a year ago, Christy Cox, who's a councilman, Christy Cox, spoke to me and said, Lindsay, we really don't have any property over in my district, in my area. Could you kind of look at, see what we can come up with? You know, and so with that, you know, I told Christy I'd take a look at it and see what we can come up with. Well, the thing is, I started looking at some different properties in the area, and I come to realize that the Leslie community did not have hardly any at all property as far as conservation or green space was concerned. And I told Christy we really need to focus on that because that is one area which is a high growth area as far as business. I saw a lot of economic opportunity as far as green space is concerned. And so I said, you know, Christy, let me see what we can do. Well, we had approached Newland, you know, about allocating at least a percentage of your land, you know, for us to, you know, declared as green space.
Let's stop right now because Newland, is it Newland Carolina? Was that what it's called? One of their subsidiary companies.
It was one of their subsidiaries.
They bought a large chunk of land from Bowater years and years ago that they hoped to create a large residential whatever type of development.
Yeah, it was 1,808 acres they purchased from Bowater back in, I think, 2005.
All right, and they were hoping that roads and sewer and water and all that would come out there so they could do their project. That just didn't happen.
That did not happen.
So they're sitting there with a large investment in a bunch of land that's not turning any revenue for them.
I'm not speaking for the management of Newland, but I imagine, you know, from my background in business, when you have what you call a dead asset, Over time, you say this asset is not productive, so we need to move on to more productive assets. And with that, I think that's when they made the decision to move on once they found out the bridge was not going to be built and the road was not going to be extended out further.
All right, so you're down there bumping around this property, and you start to talk? You start a conversation with Newland?
Well, Stephen Allen, county planning at the time, he's the one that spent a day, taking a look at the property and driving around the property. But we only found out about it back in May. We saw the property was up for sale, and we talked about it at the York County Forever Commission. And then, as soon as we found out about it, I asked our county treasurer, Kevin Madden, if he would stay for what we call an executive session for us to discuss this.
Right.
And with that, we presented, the details regarding the property, and we got a copy of the prospectus that, Newland was selling the property.
All right. Did Newland at this time have any indication that it was York County who had some interest in this?
No, we tried to very carefully control the information regarding that. And so with that, we were all kept everything within executive session and keep it very, very secret. That's what we were doing. We knew that it would definitely impact the value as far as the pricing and everything else as far as the property was concerned.
So enter at that point Mr. Kevin Madden, who is an assistant county manager. He's also the finance director, and he's hesitant to come on the microphone, but I forced him to be here. So your initial reaction when you heard this?
Initial reaction was it sounded like a great opportunity. To get a piece of land that large along the Catawba is not something you come across just very often at all. Looked into it a little bit. I did some research on what they had paid for it. We discussed with Bill Shanahan. We presented it to council in executive session, and I'd sort of had a framework on what we could possibly afford to pay for it. At that point, we decided to engage a commercial realtor from Greenville County to act as a straw man for York County, because as Lindsay said, our concern was the price would go up if they knew who the interested buyer was. Council gave us the go-ahead, and Matt Carter, he's the gentleman that worked as the straw man, proceeded negotiations with Newland. It was a slow process to get to where we finally had a contract in place. And once we had that under contract, he went after some of the property in between to connect it, so we had continuous piece of property all along the Catawba. And he was able to successfully get that under contract. And when he got that done, we scheduled the first meeting, which had to be a special called meeting due to the time constraints of the first contract. And, since then, we've been trying to tell everybody that will listen what we've done and why we've done it.
Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating story and one that I've said before, when I look at significant things that have happened in the county since I've lived here, Pennies for Progress will be right up there at the top of the list. People laugh at me when they talk about this, but I think the convenience centers that were put in were a major, major plus for the county because I had to go to the old green boxes back in those days. And now you're topping it off with this 1,900 acres. So these discussions get underway in May. And by this fall, you've got a contract, and you're now ready to move forward in doing this. And you start calling your series of three readings, and we decide to buy this property.
Yeah. Well, that is when, I lived in a number of cities, New York, Chicago, L.A., and I had seen how property values constantly are increased values around parks, our green space. So intrinsically, I said, hey, there's value there. So I started doing a lot of research on it, and I said, well, before you go to county council, you got to justify this, one, to the county council, and also make it where it's going to be a benefit to the taxpayer. And with that, I did a lot of research and did a lot of analysis. And, from my background in management consulting, et cetera, I was able to say, one, it increases property values. Because home prices near parks, open space, historically increase in value by 20% or more. Also, with increased property values, that increases your tax revenue. So, therefore, the tax revenue you get from the increased property values will offset, the increase, the acquisition of the green space. And then from that, it becomes a public cost reduction in the respect that your infrastructure, you don't have to invest in infrastructure. Because one of the things they found is for every $1 million that you invest, you know, receive as far as taxpayer, you know, revenue is concerned, you have to spend $1,150,000 in order to provide the infrastructure for that. So it became an economic reason for doing it. And then also you have an ecological reason, you know, due to the various, the fact it's on a river, it's protecting, you know, green space, et cetera. And then it's community, because there is not very much public space, you know, in which people, you know, can actually go out and enjoy themselves, you know, in green space at an economical price for camping, hiking, boating, all these other activities.
You know, the presentation that you put together, and I guess Kevin was part of it as well, I mean, that was a very, very professionally done presentation. I thought it was good. The one thing that caught it for me was that aerial view taken from whatever, a few hundred feet in the up in the air, of what's on the other side of the river.
That was Google Maps.
Yeah, Google Maps. Okay, I'll give them credit then. But Google Maps will show you that basically that same size tract of land on the other side of the river is all houses.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you hadn't preserved this 1,900 acres, that that would have been replicated over there in time.
Definitely was on the, you know, the agenda as far as Newland was concerned, because they wanted to put several thousand homes up in that location.
So, Kevin, I want to bring you back in here. The concept of how are we going to pay for this, because this is Mr. Anti-Debt over here, and he's presented with a proposal that's, you know, in the tens of millions of dollars, and you didn't even seem to lose a night's sleep over this.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that. Yeah, it's funny. I think a week before it became public, you reminded me that, Kevin, you know you can borrow money and get your hospitality tax revenue. And I said, yeah, I think I know a little bit about that. That was a natural source of revenue that the county is receiving right now that would allow us to be able to make the payments on that property over the next 15 years without raising the taxpayers' taxes. You know, as we heard in the third reading, that was with not without some heartburn. We've had to make plans to reduce the CVB's funding. However, we're confident that they will be able to work out some marketing agreements with the hotels they service and offset the revenue they lost from us. But the ability to buy this property and not have to raise taxes to pay for it and have an asset like this that's going to last for generations and generations, you know, made this definitely something very desirable and something we want to go after.
I had Dr. Blackwell on the air earlier this week. Mm-hmm. I think it was Monday, and he told me at that time, kind of surprised, well, it did surprise me, mm-hmm. is you've already closed on the property. I said, well, how the heck did you do that? Mm-hmm. I said, you had no time to go to the bond market and do anything. And, of course, he used that opportunity to jump all on how fiscally responsible the county is, and he had a war chest, and he just wrote a check for it.
Yes, sir.
But you are going to go to the bond.
The bond proceeds will be used to reimburse the county for the money we've laid out.
Right.
And you know, it's one of the advantages. Typically, what's done in that, you'll get what's called a bond anticipation note. And, you know, to carry you until you can go to your bond, because we're in the situation we are financially, we could just stroke that check and we'll save a significant amount of money, approximately 1.5% of the total value, the total amount borrowed, because we were in the position we could have just write the check.
And then I would ask the question, well, if the county is that healthy, why even go to the bond market? Does that shrink your reserves?
It would shrink the reserves, and this is something the intention is not to use general fund operating millage to pay for this. We're going to use hospitality tax dollars to pay for this. And the, you know, the hospitality tax revenue coming in will make the payments. No increase in the debt service millage, no increase in the general fund hospitality fund. And to your point about the reserve balance, we do want to keep that healthy. That's something we're going through the process right now of issuing that debt. We're going to be rated. And our balance sheet is very favorable for us in the ratings where we have to pay for the money we go to borrow. So it's important to keep healthy reserve. Yes, sir.
And how long does that process take before you repay yourself?
It looks like we're going to be probably in end of January, sometime in February, beginning of February maybe. Okay. And we actually have two issuance right now. We also got the bond issuance for the Lake Wylie Sports Park as well going on at the same time.
Right. Okay. I'll tell you what, we're going to take our mid-program break, and we're going to bring in the other person around the table, David Husbeth, who's going to explain to us what the heck we're going to do with this 1,900 acres. Now we have it. I understand he's figured that all out. in just a matter of a week or two. That's pretty cool. So our broadcast, Straight Talk, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And as you all know, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads right before your eyes 7 days a week. And your county knows how that's done.
Slice, slice, slice.
This is strong.
Garden, garden, garden.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax. At Founders Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. Founders Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit where Founders members are the owners. This is why our mission is Think Member. Founders takes great pride in offering members the most innovative products and services like free checking with e-statements, Founders Online, Founders App with mobile deposit, and much more. Not a Founders member? Visit Relax, joinfounders.com, or any one of our more than 30 locations to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. $2 fee for statements by mail. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Gamboreau Medical Alert.
It was important that my siblings and I recognized that Dad wanted to be independent, but we also wanted to be able to make sure that he was okay. So we started researching medical alert systems. Then we found this system. It's a little button that he can wear around his neck as a pendant or on his belt. He speaks directly into it, just like he's talking on a cordless phone.
But my kids and grandkids are the most important thing in the world to me. I don't like to ask for help, but it is nice to know that if I ever need it, it's just a touch of a button away.
For complete details, go online to GamboreauAlert.com.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Table full of personalities. Kevin Madden, the assistant county manager. Mr. Lindsey Walker, who heads up York County forever. And the man we've been waiting to talk to, who has returned to York County with great glory, David Hudsmith, who is the county's planning director, a.k.a. formerly town manager of Ford Mill. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
All right. So you've got 1,900 acres. And I was teasing you, obviously, that the idea of what we're going to do there is something yet to evolve. Is that right?
That's correct. I think council has done a great job of putting a plan together to purchase the property. We have not had a lot of time to discuss what the eventual use of the property would be. Initially, our thoughts are that we know it's going to be conservation and recreation, some combination of the two. So how that fleshes out over the next several months, several years, even decades, is really going to be determined by council as we move forward.
All right. Well, everybody loves to have a roadmap. You know, how are we going to get from point A to point B, which normally involves bringing some expertise to the table to throw out ideas, and then you can start building a plan from there. Is that what you're going to do?
That's right. We've had some initial thoughts with a land planner. We really had about 2 weeks to put a plan together for what our initial thoughts would be on it. But I think now that we have the property, we've had some internal meetings about where we go from here. And those involve a lot of things, just securing the property, insuring the property, determining what's going to take place in the next few months. And I think we're having those discussions now. But we'll involve professional land planners. It will involve community groups, our partners that will be involved with discussions on how we move forward. So I guess the thing I would like to emphasize is that it's going to take some time. I think there's a lot of desire for people to get on the property and see what's out there, and I think we'll make that available through some tours and maybe some pictures and videos what's on the property. But I think before anybody can make plans to hunt, well, not hunt, but fish or camp on the property, it's going to be quite some time before that's available.
Sure. So the first thing obviously has to do with access. I mean, we talk about, you go down Reservation Road and Neely's Road, and you know, somewhere you're going to hit this thing. I mean,
right. I would say Newland's done a great job of kind of securing the access to the property. There's a lot of several roads into the property. Neely Store Road terminates basically in the property, but it's very difficult to access it by vehicle, except for the few roads that they've cut in there. And a lot of those require four-wheel drive vehicles. So I think before we could get the public on there in any kind of great amount of people, we're talking about creating some roadway access through. And that's going to take planning for where those access would be, because 1,900 acres is a very large parcel, and you would want to know where on the property you're trying to access. There are a couple of structures on the property. I don't know what their eventual fate would be. So all of that needs to be considered before we really open it up for the public to participate.
Now, this obviously is abuts the Catawba Indian Nation.
There's a Catawba property on both ends of you have the reservation and then some of their housing developments on the the northern end.
So does part of all of this planning involving sitting down and see how you might be able to work with the Catawba Indian Nation to make this footprint even bigger?
Well, I don't know about making the footprint bigger, but we certainly will involve them in our discussions. We've identified a number of groups that would help us determine what eventually takes place on the property. They're one of them. So I don't know. Nothing has been really talked about as far as expanding the property further, but I guess that's a possibility.
I want to bring the money man back in here again, Mr. Madden, if you would. When you talk about the hospitality tax, you're using it primarily to pay the bond that you're going to be floating here in the next few months. Are you able to use the hospitality tax, whatever might be left over, for things like we're going to build a road to this site?
Yes, sir.
Is that part of the plan?
There is a small amount of money right now in my cash flow forecast for hospitality tax revenue for maintenance and roads, that type of stuff. Not a lot of money, but we have some money in there. We don't want the property to start taking steps backwards. Newlands did a great job over the decade or so they owned it, where they mowed it, maintained it, had people going out there to clean up trees that fell down, limbs that fell down. We, at the very least, want to maintain it until we get a sure plan of what we want to do.
And you know, one thing that we didn't touch on, but I want to make sure we make clear, this was, as one might say, one hell of a deal. The county really, really scored a golden ring on this one.
Yes, sir. I think Newland paid a little more than $36 million for their 1,800 acres. We got that 1,800 acres for right at $20 million. And the other 84 acres or 88 acres were at $10,000 an acre, I think $880,000, something like that.
I.e. the reason to have a straw man, because I think if they knew it was the county, the price would have been a lot different, right?
When we met with Newland after this was done, he said, when he was talking with Matt Carter, and by the way, Matt Carter did an outstanding job with this. I want to make sure to give him a lot of credit for the negotiations that he did in this transaction. But when Matt Carter told him that it was York County, the guy said, seriously, York County? York County doesn't do stuff like this. It took him a while to digest that it actually was York County that went about doing this in the manner that we went about doing it in.
Were you ever worried that they might renege on the deal since they...
We had the contract executed before we revealed who we were. Yes,
signed, sealed, and dealer. Okay. All right, Lindsay Walker, I want to bring this back over to you, because even though this is a beautiful, pristine piece of property, 1,900 acres, it has got great potential for attracting not so much to the property, but to adjacent parcels, good old economic development.
Yes, there's a very good reason for corporate relocation and retention. Access to recreation open space has and will continue to be a high priority for companies' relocation. JPL Financial, for example, they located next to Anne Springs close green space, for that reason. A number of businesses, want to be close to that. There's a couple of reasons for it. One is it provides for a healthy lifestyle as far as executives are concerned. Two, a lot of executives, prefer, living, next to green space. So therefore,
I can remember when Lash made their big announcement here a few years ago, they were coming. Their number one reason that the lady who was the president at that time said was the very fact that the Anne Springs Close Greenway was right there.
Yes.
Bingo.
Yes. Now, this will have an added benefit in respect to Anne Springs Close Greenway is under a conservation easement, which means that, public access is not, necessarily granted.
Right.
It has to be by invitation, whereas this will be public space, which means it's available to all the citizens of York County. Very, very important difference.
Oh, yeah.
Which will make a huge difference, going as time goes on. But the other thing, this would be a very good reason to attract retirees. A lot of baby boomers, pay an extra premium in order to live next to green space. And so, therefore, it'll have a benefit from that. And also, it protects our wildlife, vegetation, as well as protecting our waterway. We've got almost 4 miles of river frontage.
I can't wait for that to open up because I love to go kayaking down that Catawba, and this is I'm sure there are going to be some launch. Right, David? You're going to put one in there, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I want to make sure that happens. So, as far as where we go from here, Mr. Planning Director, we're about to roll into 2019. Give me a 1, 2, 3 for the first 6 months, let's say.
I think the first thing is the schedule some meetings with council, get some direction on how we get where we go from here. I think staff will be working to put together suggested first steps to them, and once we get their agreement on that, then we can start the broader spectrum of things to work on.
Well, I want to give some credit over here to this guy who's just happened to roll in here by the name of Bill Shanahan. Bill, what I thought was interesting, and I sat there at that meeting, is the fact that it passed. I'm going to say unanimously. It was 6-1, but I think Councilman Winkler was, just wanted some more, whatever. But I think he's solidly behind this thing now that it's happened. But I think says an awful lot for the whole thing.
Yes, it does. This is an amazing project for the future of York County. And not just for our children, but our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. It took some forward thinking, it took some courage, and it took the support of our citizens, and we got all of it. It is so great. But that's not why I drove here. I drove here just to see you and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because I knew you were here, and I might not see you over the weekend.
Well, you have given me and every other citizen of York County the best Christmas gift they could ever have. I mean, that property, as you just pointed out, maybe not so much for me, but for my kids and their kids, if they still all stay here, that's going to be a beautiful, beautiful gift. You have preserved a piece of York County from turning into a bunch of rooftops.
Yeah.
And as I've said 1,000 times before on the air, when you control the property, you're able to do with it what you want to do. So Merry Christmas to Bill Shanahan, to Kevin Madden, to Lindsay Walker and David Hudspeth, and thank you for all that you guys have done to pull together this deal. And that's it. We have run out of time here on our Straight Talk program, made possible, of course, by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, we're all teed up now. How do we prepare fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2?
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
We got it. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you after Christmas. Bye.